In a stunning display of strategic brilliance, President Joe Biden has graciously allowed the Pentagon to tap into the vast reservoir of reservists to tackle the ongoing situation in Ukraine. Taking a break from their intensive work schedules as retail clerks, insurance adjusters, and bartenders, the brave reservists are now set to embark on an all-expenses-paid European mission courtesy of Uncle Sam. Forget about those pesky concerns like training, preparedness, or even the fact that these part-time heroes have jobs and lives to attend to. The illustrious leader has decided that shipping unseasoned troops across the globe to partake in what can only be described as a real-life game of Risk is a splendid idea. After all, who needs experienced soldiers when you can have enthusiastic amateurs who can't quite remember where they stored their DD-214s? One can almost hear the collective sighs of relief from military strategists worldwide. Finally, the inexplicably vast reserves of manpower that the United States boasts will be put to good use. Never mind that their responsibilities back home will be left to the capable hands of temp workers and unpaid interns. It's a small price to pay for the noble cause of giving our weekend warriors a chance to taste combat. Of course, the timing couldn't be more impeccable. As the world watches the situation in Ukraine escalate, what better way to instill confidence than by sending in the cavalry of accountants and soccer moms? The Russians, notoriously intimidated by the sound of aggressive paper pushing and slightly out of shape yelling, will surely use their critical thinking skills to recognize the futility of their endeavors. Undoubtedly, this masterstroke decision was made after extensive consultations with top military experts who tirelessly examined the complex geopolitical landscape. Rest assured that every detail was thoroughly considered, from whether these part-time heroes should bring their Segways or if they prefer utilizing rental scooters to traverse the treacherous European terrain. Critics, of course, exist to spoil the fun. They dare question whether this decision is a distracting, politically motivated move that does little to address the underlying issues in the region. But let's not get bogged down by these petty concerns. After all, it's not every day you get to see weekend warriors donning their camel print cargo shorts, all in the name of international diplomacy. So, sit back, relax, and witness the triumph of bureaucratic brilliance as our weekend warriors take on the monumental task of solving the Ukraine crisis. Who knows, maybe they'll even come back with a few stories to tell at the local VFW hall. It's all just a game, isn't it? Let's just hope we don't end up with Monopoly money as the only currency to fund this lighthearted adventure.